for educators on a mission to create welcoming and culturally inclusive learning spaces by prioritizing equity, the Culture-Centered Classroom Podcast is for you. I'm Jocelyn Hubbard, host of this podcast, but also your partner and coach on this journey. I created this podcast to support you each week by sharing information and inspiration for implementation. All right, let's jump into this episode so we can get closer to accomplishing this mission that supports every student every day. Let's continue our joy study by building on the definition that you outlined in the last episode. In order to do that, we are going to be reflecting backward and forward. Now, if you were to share your definition of joy with a colleague down the hall, I am almost certain that the definitions would look slightly different, if not completely different, because the questions I asked you required you to connect joy to who you are personally, to consider your lived experiences, your beliefs, your goals, your hopes and dreams, your traditions. All of who you are is anchored in that definition. Who you are is different from the next person. This includes more than skin color and religious beliefs and food and music preferences, right? Your cultural identity markers. Before we dive in, let me remind you that I created a free reflection sheet for you to use as you listen to and process this episode. Go to customteachingsolutions.com/define joy. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines joy as, quote, the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. Dictionary.com defines joy as, quote, the emotion of great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good or satisfying, keen pleasure, elation. This emotion shows up and is evoked in different ways for different people. That is why I started with Dr. Goldie's pursuit of joy as opposed to a one-dimensional, kind of foggy, hazy definition. Your definition has to be informed by the pursuit of joy. Keeping this at the forefront will help you in co-creating a joyful learning space for students. In the last podcast episode, I talked about harmony over balance. I equate harmony to equity. Harmony is when multiple musical notes are played at the same time to create a pleasing sound. Some notes are more dominant than others at different times, and that's okay considering the end goal, considering the needs and the circumstances at that time, if the goal is going to be accomplished. It's the same for sustaining joy for you and your students. Striving for harmony personally and professionally allows for joy. Some situations and circumstances, some seasons, require a different amount of time, energy, presence, and so many other things in order for you to sustain joy. But if you're just seeking balance, which means that everything is equal, an equal amount of time, an equal amount of energy for your parenting journey, for your teaching journey, for your personal growth and reflection journey, it's not possible. It's going to cause frustration. So allowing yourself to work toward harmony is key to showing up fully and creating a welcoming and culturally inclusive environment for your students. This is akin to equity. Equity is joy. It is harmony. It is multiple musical notes being played at the very same time, some more dominant than others, based on what is needed in order to create this pleasing sound. I'm not going to go into a full definition of equity in this episode because I've defined it several times in season 3, so jump back to any of the equity episodes. But equity is when you are considering the individual needs and considerations, talents, and geniuses of your students, and then taking that information and then providing resources and opportunities so that that student can thrive and be successful academically, personally, socially, in all the spaces. So again, equity is joy because you are thinking about who that child is and what they need, not just what you think they need. For this reason, I want you to create an equity statement that will allow for the joyful pursuit of academic and personal growth in the classroom. The equity statement should include things like your definition of equity. It should be connected to your mission and DEIJ values. That's diversity, equity, inclusion, and justice. And sometimes people say DEIB, which is belonging. This statement should also include action words. In the full joy study, I cover all the components of a solid equity statement and provide multiple examples. So if you're interested in working through the full joy study, either as an individual or doing this with your PLC or as a full staff, head over to customteachingsolutions.com/joy study. Let me encourage you to consider a definition of equity presented by Dr. Goldie Muhammad on page 33 of her book, Unearthing Joy. She says, equity has been misdefined as simply providing rigor or access to all, but it is much more than that. Equity is teaching and learning that is centered on justice, liberation, truth, and freedom, and is free of bias and favoritism. You cannot talk about true justice, liberation, truth, and freedom without talking about anti-racism. Equity is not just about adding a multicultural book to the classroom library or providing access to something educationally good or sound. Doing that does not ensure that children will learn about their identities and histories, nor the liberation of themselves and others. Now, she has a full book about this, right? So that is just a portion of the definition that she presents on page 33. I highly encourage you to go get the full book. I will make sure that I link to that in the show notes. Now, I would like for you to consider each of the words that she highlights: justice, liberation, truth, freedom, free of bias and favoritism. What does each word mean to you? And maybe look it up in the dictionary, Merriam-Webster, dictionary.com, wherever. How has each of these words and those definitions shown up in education to present either a barrier or an elevator to individual student success? Consider your own experience as a student. Did it look like this? Were your individual needs, circumstances, talents, and genius considered? Did your education provide an opportunity for you to reflect on how this learning would allow you to be free, liberated, understand truth more clearly, identify and combat your own bias, and hold others accountable? Did it allow you to see a path toward liberation if you were not currently on that path? How were you experiencing joy in education? Now I want you to think about your teaching environment. I'm going there. I am going to go there today. How are you experiencing all of this in the place where you teach? You are a teacher, and part of your job is to serve your students. But you're not meant to be a martyr. You're not meant to be a silent party to foolishness and bias and inequity. Teachers are prompters of deep thought and discussion. Teachers are encouragers of curious and sometimes controversial questions. Teachers are facilitators of innovation and invention and iteration, discovery and exploration, learning, joy. On the free reflection sheet, you will see space to sift through Dr. Goldie's definition of equity, as well as any others that you might find while doing research. There is also space to begin creating an equity statement that will allow for and inform the joyful learning environment you seek to co-create with your students. That wraps us up for our mini joy study for you. If you want more of this, like I said, I have a full joy study that you can access by going to customteachingsolutions.com/joy study. In the next two podcast episodes, we will be focusing on defining and understanding joy with your students. Go to customteachingsolutions.com/define joy to grab the free guide that will accompany those episodes. All right, my friend, remember to seek joy, affirm culture, prioritize equity, celebrate diversity, and strive for liberation through learning every single day. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to grab your free reflection sheet by going to customteachingsolutions.com/define joy. Also, rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts and share it with a friend so that you can elevate together.